so much rhythm, grace, and debonair for one man. Oh. And then he had the nerve to twinkle his left toe, but through his knee, got the feeling in his head, y'all.
Rubber Band Man at 10 minutes until 10 o'clock. Those were the Spinners on Your Radio Friend. This is your radio man, Glenn Klein, in the studio with Community Conversations with my tag team partner, Mark Eichhorst. And she is Stacia Thompson. She is the, what are you, Stacia? You are the program director with Business and Workforce Solutions. And we also have Todd Niehaus, who is the boot camp coordinator with Workforce Solutions. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I have no complaints, but thank you for caring enough to ask.
Sure.
You seem like a very caring guy, Todd.
Thanks.
What is a boot camp coordinator?
For the past 4 years, I've been doing generally short-term vocational training programs as a partnership with Gateway Technical College and Workforce Solutions, putting together programs where people can gain a new skill and start a new career in a very short period of time, generally between 12 and 14 weeks.
And stations with Gateway College.
Correct.
Correct. I'm the program director in the Division of Business and Workforce Solutions at Gateway. So unlike the academic side, we provide opportunities for everything is based on what workforce is asking for. So whether it be customized training or these short-term work training opportunities for people looking to get into either CNC or telecom cabling.
Where'd you grow up?
I'm from Racine.
Where'd you go to high school?
Case High School.
Case Eagles.
Case Eagles.
Very good.
Class of 93.
Class of 93. Boy, you don't look 93-ish, I'll tell you that.
Well, thank you.
Yes. And Ty, where'd you grow up?
I grew up here in Racine as well.
And high school?
The better school, Wisconsin, Washington Park High School.
Washington Park High School.
Come on.
I don't know that one.
Panthers.
Panthers.
Park Panthers. 83. Park Panthers and, right. And Washington High School Panthers.
That's the same school.
Oh, Park is it?
Washington Park High School.
Yep. Oh, so I wasn't paying close enough attention in the last 10 months. I just moved here from Florida. Can you believe, after 21 years, having lived in Wisconsin, moved to Tampa, and then because of this radio gig, because I want to meet beautiful humans like yourself, 10 months ago, right before the winter.
Well, welcome to Wisconsin.
Yeah. Where'd you guys go to college?
I actually have my bachelor's degree is from Concordia. In Mequon. And I also have a master's degree in student personnel administration from Concordia Mequon.
And you're going for your doctorate, I think I heard you say.
Yes, I am. I'm a doctoral candidate with Concordia Portland.
What is your thesis?
Right now I'm working on developing my thesis question, but it's actually going to be surrounding the work that I do in business and workforce solutions. So we're working with an outfit out of Chicago, Digital Manufacturing Design Institute, on digital manufacturing. So I'm going to be writing a thesis about how to roll that out and how to help employers get over technophobia and adding digital manufacturing to their way of business.
She is going to be Stacia Thompson, PhD.
EDD.
EDD.
Yes.
She is with Gateway Technical College, and we also have Todd Niehaus, who is the boot camp coordinator with the Workforce Solutions. Mark Eichhorst is here, too.
Todd, these boot camps, you said somewhere between 12 and 14 weeks. The people that sign up for these, if they attend, and they need to attend every day.
Correct.
And to prove it, at the end of that 12 to 14 weeks can come out, and I believe you've got a great record of coming out with a very nice paying job.
Yes.
You have a new career, basically.
Correct. And the boot camps that we're hoping to start, or that we will be starting, August 29th, both our telecom cabling installation boot camp and our CNC boot camp, are upcoming August 29th, and people can have a brand new career before the new year.
What are the qualifications they need to be able to join a boot camp?
You have to be 18 or older. You need to be from Racine, Kenosha, or Walworth County. For the telecom cabling installation boot camp, we prefer that people have a driver's license and a car so they can get to job sites. Mm-hmm. But that's primarily it.
The Racine Unified School System is now introducing their academies. How will that play? It's kind of, I would think that would work hand in hand with what you're trying to do. How will that work with what you're trying to accomplish?
Well, Stacia might be better to answer that question than me.
Well, we know that some of the academies will focus on career and technical education. So with some of what we are offering, especially with the CNC and telecom, some of those career and technical education academies would probably fall right in line with, I would think, mostly our CNC. They're getting knowledge of it while they're still in high school. We also have partnerships with the high school where we have some instructors that are going in and there's in some of the schools there's what's called Vanguard classes where they are receiving some of the Gateway courses before they even graduate from high school, so they're receiving credit for both. So there's a chance that some of them are receiving credit or being made aware of these programs prior to them leaving high school, so then now with our Gateway Promise that we have going on, they would graduate from high school. We have new student specialists that are Gateway employees that are actually in the high schools every day and making students aware of these opportunities as well.
That seems like a win-win situation to me. I mean, we once a month we have Mayor John Dickard on here and County Executive / SAR Jonathan
Yes,
Delagre.
Thank you. We changed his title.
Yes.
I didn't think County Executive was regal enough, so he came up with SAR.
But Jonathan really pushes for a work-ready workforce. The mayor has been working hard at reducing the unemployment, which is now down to, I believe, right around 6%, which is about as low as it's been in a number of years. But again, what you're trying to accomplish here and being able to work with Racine Unified School District, I think we got a chance to get that number even lower.
Yes, especially with our boot camps. Our boot camps do have a success rate of 95%. We have employers that are engaged.
What does that mean, success rate of 95%? When you say success rate, how do you quantify success?
So the completion as well as becoming employed.
I see. You know, the most amazing thing is that while the unemployment is at 6%, so many companies need workers. I mean, that's the most incredible dichotomy and just really an irony. And you mentioned, Stacia, technophobia. What is technophobia and how do you heal it?
So technophobia is kind of the fear of technology or incorporating technology. What we see also is with some of our people who are maybe returning to school or coming for our boot camps who've maybe been in a different industry is now people think of CNC as more of the manual labor of the CNC from years ago. Well, now there's so much more technology that is involved.
What does CNC stand for?
Computer Numeric Control Operator.
Okay. That's really cool. And these boot camps are ongoing, Todd, right?
Correct.
And if somebody wants to participate, when's the next one and how can they sign up?
Well, the window is closing fast. For the two boot camps that we're hoping to start August 29th, we've got an information session for the CNC boot camp Tuesday, August 2nd at 1 p.m. And that will be at IMET Center in room 400. And for the telecommunications cabling installation, the last information session will be Wednesday, August 3rd at 1 p.m., also at IMET, but room 231.
He's Todd Niehaus. He is with Workforce Solutions. He's the boot camp coordinator. And she is soon to be Dr. Stacia Thompson. She is the program director, business and workforce solutions with Gateway Technical College. What is Gateway's mascot?
Rudy the Red Hawk. In fact, if you go to the Racine Zoo, we've actually adopted a bird there as well, and there's a Rudy the Red Hawk display there with an actual Red Hawk.
Rudy the Red Hawk.
Rudy the Red Hawk.
Did you ever see the movie Meatballs with Bill Murray?
Yes.
Yeah, Rudy was the kid that won the big race in the big competition. Why do you call it a boot camp?
One of our instructors, one of the instructors at Gateway is actually a former, or I guess they're never former, they're always Marines once they're a Marine.
Semper Fi.
But it's a short-term, very intense training program based upon discipline. We treat it just like a job, so we treat it like a probationary period where you have to be there every day, you have to be on time, you have to have a good attitude, you have to keep your grades up in order to be able to successfully complete the program. It's not uncommon for us to start with a class of 20 and dwindle down to 14, 15, 16. The reason being is because we feel that we work for the employer himself. we want to be able to provide good quality candidates, so if they can't make it through boot camp, they're not ready for the workforce either.
Do they have to do Marine push-ups?
Not yet. It's been suggested.
I would also like to add that we do have many employers engaged. The employers actually become a part of the boot camp. At the end of the boot camp, there on the last day, employers actually come and do mock interviews, which actually turn out into being real interviews with those completers. Right. And many of them, like, I'll give you an example. At our CNC graduation completion in December, just this last December, we had, out of those, we had, I believe, 20 completers, and 5 were working by Monday because of those mock interviews that Friday.
That is so fantastic. And Todd, how, again, can people get more information?
More information, they can call me directly if they want. My number is 262-638-6541. Usually if I have somebody call me or send me an email, I'll get them on a list so that as soon as applications are available, I can get them into their hands. The CNC boot camp, we've been running fairly frequently because employers, we continue to have the same success rate and employers still need them. And because we're based upon what employers need, those are the boot camps we do. Same with telecommunications.
That's so cool. He's Todd Niehaus. He is with Workforce Solutions. He's the boot camp coordinator. And as I said, she is the soon-to-be Dr. Stacia Thompson. She's the program director of business and workforce solutions with Gateway Technical College. Thanks so much for coming in, you guys, and for what you're doing for the community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, a Magnum.media station.
It's your Throwback Thursday Hour of Power, where we acknowledge that knowledge is indeed power after WRJN covers the world at 10:01.
First, the Obama endorsement. Tonight, Clinton takes center stage. I'm Evan Haining. At the Democratic National Convention last night, President Obama called Hillary Clinton the most qualified.